Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. President Biden used a long news conference at the NATO meeting in Washington to defend his record and ability to serve as president. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
He spoke about the NATO summit he hosted in Washington, the economy, Ukraine, and more. But most of the questions were about his age and health. Biden said he's released his health records.
You ought to ask Trump for his.
As for whether he should have a neurological exam.
Every single day I'm surrounded by good docs. If they think there's a problem, I promise you. Or even if they don't think it's a problem, they think I should have a neurological exam again, I'll do it.
The president spoke even as many Democrats have been calling for him to end his campaign. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
As the president spoke, several more Democratic members of Congress called on him to step aside. Former President Donald Trump criticized Biden's performance, but campaign reporter Jake Rosen says Trump has been having his own stumbles on the stump.
The former president, who is also right up there with Joe Biden in terms of his age, and the one noticeable thing about Donald Trump is at times he can tend to slur his words or tell a long rambling story. Sometimes that story is different than the last time he told it.
In California's Santa Clara County, 19 possibly heat-related deaths are being investigated as record-challenging heat puts 63 million people under heat alerts. Pasadena resident Ben Hansen is determined to continue training.
It's been a little bit of an adaptation for working out. I think just bringing a lot of water is super important, making sure you don't push yourself too hard.
Las Vegas's record high heat is making cooling centers necessary. In fact, Clark County Social Services Manager Kershaw Hadsel says they're crucial right now.
We need to help people get relief from the heat because we want to do everything possible to avoid seeing another increase in heat-related deaths.
During the second day of testimony in the involuntary manslaughter trial of actor Eric Baldwin, defense attorney Alex Spiro questioned crime scene technician Marissa Popel about the bullets, live and dummy, on the movie set where a cinematographer was killed.
And so Mr. Eccles, another actor on the set, turns out that he, as he acted, as he performed, had a live bullet in his bandolier, correct?
Yes.
And you had no reason to think Mr. Eccles had any idea that was there, right?
Correct.
Attorney Spiro said the search for live ammo was shoddy. In Nepal, 66 people are thought missing after a landslide on a highway pushed two buses into a flood-swollen river. Heavy rain and blocked roads are hampering the rescue efforts. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media is reviewing procedures after an edited version of an interview between talk show host Earl Ingram and President Biden aired last week. CEO Sage Weil tells Todd Albaugh the choice made in the moment won't happen again.
This was a first for us. This is our first presidential interview and the first time we've had these types of requests. And unfortunately, the judgment in the moment was not ideal. And so my job is to make sure that we prevent these types of mistakes going forward.
Ingram will stay on as host. Weil calls Ingram an invaluable voice for Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit. Sarah Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug La Follette resigned last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prior agreement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates today 1-0 at a matinee at American Family Field, 36,000 fans. Pittsburgh with one of the hottest young pitchers in baseball, Paul Skeens, just 22 years old, out of Fullerton, California, already headed to the All-Star game next week. That's Major League Baseball history. 1 year into the league, pitched a no-hitter through seven innings. Christian Yelich, headed to the All-Star game himself next week, went 0-for-4 today and talked about facing Paul Skeens.
fans.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff. He really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly. Guys have velo in the major leagues, but, you know, just being able to pitch and kind of just throw anything at any time, it keeps you off balance. And, you know, I think we could have done a better job of getting him out of the game sooner. I think we let him off the hook with some at-bats there at the end where if we extended him, kind of realized what was happening, you know, we could have bought ourselves an extra inning or two.
It's the first series the Brewers have lost at home since April. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, mostly clear skies overhead. Light winds, lower 60s expected by sunrise. Sunshine for Friday, highs near 80. Saturday, lower 80s. Storm chances heading into Saturday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, which premieres this Saturday. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr drops in with great tunes and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back. As we discuss, unavoidably, there's other things I think we should discuss. I actually think there are discussions about local legislative battleground states, state legislative battleground states that have as much relevance based on our ability to influence them as just about anything else. But it is inevitable that we're talking about who should be and who will be ultimately the presidential nominee coming out of the Democratic National Convention. And Professor Nicholas Grossman, political science professor at University of Illinois, has come out with a recent article, Election Politics and How and Why Kamala Harris Could Beat Donald Trump. Seems germane, given that some people think there ought to be a different candidate than Biden. It might or might not be a productive focus of the conversation forever, but it is some of the conversation right now. So, Professor Grossman, thank you so much. Make the case.
Well, thanks for having me. So I think the first thing just is apparent that the issues with Biden's age and concern about possible age-related decline have gotten to be such a big conversation that it's not going away without some sort of resolution. It's not the sort of thing you can, I don't know, look away from or try to tamp down on its own as if people won't talk about it. And if there is going to be any sort of situation where there would be a different candidate, it would have to be the president choosing to step down. By the Democratic Party rules, he has all the delegates, and if he stays in, he's the nominee. And then there's also discussion, though, if he were to step down, who else? And there's been a lot of talk about things like, say, a contested convention or something where a bunch of different candidates fight it out in a small amount of time. And none of that, I think, makes sense, that the vice president exists to be the president's backup. That's kind of a core part of the job. And if he is unable to continue, then he would naturally pass on to the vice president. And that a lot of people are underestimating what her chances would be if such a thing would be necessary.
I appreciate it. And I now realize that I've found five views. Two of them are mine, but I found five schools of thought. And I might even go through those five schools of thought. And you're offering, in terms of what do we do? Maybe there's even six. There's six. So one is just stay the course, okay? And as you said, try to tamp down the conversation. That seems hard. I want to return to that one. But before I do, why do you think there has been such concern about Kamala Harris as the top of the ticket candidate?
So some are specific to her, and some are more general about the American public, American culture. The biggest reason seems to be that people are wary about racism and sexism being something that would potentially sink her candidacy. While those are things that are clearly potent forces in America and they create unfair challenges for candidates that are not white and male, I also think in this case they're being especially overrated. And part of the reason why is how many people would make that their decisive factor that aren't already voting Trump? And how many people then, if we assume that it's, you know, still non-zero, how does that number compare to the people that are holding back from voting for Biden because they have concerns about his age? And a lot of it seems to, of that concern, say with the race and gender, seems to be about misreading, I think, things like, say, the 2016 election. So Hillary Clinton loses and some people react with, oh, America's so sexist, it'll never elect a woman. And what we actually saw was a woman get a nomination by winning a primary process, then get the most votes in the general election, narrowly lose the Electoral College only when everything broke perfectly for her opponent, and when she had to deal with disadvantages like the Democrats holding the White House for 8 years already, and for all of the anti-Hillary attacks that had built up over literally decades. And still, she almost made it. So what that shows us is America is potentially open to electing a woman or potentially not. It's more a case of we don't know, and a lot of people are treating this with greater degrees of certainty than they could possibly have. And so while I won't say something like, oh, racism, sexism don't matter, I mean, of course they matter, but that to the extent we can look at them indirectly that and try to estimate how much they would matter, they likely matter less than the age issue is currently mattering. And then other ones with Harris are personal, as in people think, for example, that she did poorly in the 2020 Democratic primary, and I think she did poorly in the Democratic primary in 2020, but a general election is a very different type of context. Trying to appeal to swing voters is very different from trying to appeal to party-based voters that you would need to do in a primary. And running against Donald Trump is very different than running against, say, other Democratic candidates. So she would start off with, and so would any Democrat, including Biden very much, start out with the whole anti-Trump coalition behind them either way. So those concerns about Harris, I think, are being overrated, and in part might be because a lot of Democrats are in kind of a defensive crouch.
Helpful. What gives you, and part of it you've already said, it's sort of your response to people who you think are misreading signals from previous elections. What gives you confidence that she could, in fact, if Joe Biden were to decide, I will serve just one term and we'll get that done before the convention or at the convention, what gives you confidence that she could win?
So I'm not that confident. I mean, I don't want to do the very mistake that I identified about, you know, being overly confident where I don't know. I don't know. It's more trying to manage different uncertainties. But from the information that we do have, we can see things like in hypothetical head-to-head matchup polls that Harris does as well or better than most of the other Democratic candidates, including Biden, head-to-head matchup with Trump. That, you know, again, those are hypothetical polls, so we shouldn't put too much weight on them. But if she were going to lose, you know, if she were a much weaker candidate, we'd probably see it in those polls. We have a lot of things that are going for the Democratic candidate, things like the economy has been heading in a good direction. We just got a report today that inflation has eased even more. Real wages are rising. Crime is down. There's a lot of things that an incumbent can point to. And so Harris would have
By the
that
way, I have to interject for a moment. Those sound like pretty good arguments for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. And they are too. So, right, she comes with, say, any Democrat would come with all of those. And then the big thing would be that they don't have the age liability, that in recent polls, you see numbers in the 70s of the percentage of Americans who think that Joe Biden can't do the job, of something like 50% of Democrats who worry that Joe Biden is not up to the job. And the Trump campaign and the Republican campaign is geared almost entirely around that argument, around Biden is too old, making fun of him because he's too old, trying to make it seem uncool or kind of cringy to support the guy who's really old. And every policy argument they make ultimately comes down to, hey, you know that thing that you're upset about? Well, that would be easy to fix, and we could easily fix it, but the president can't fix it because he's so old and out of it, and he can't do it. And that is their most potent line of attack, and it works, and it simply does not apply to Harris or any other younger Democrat. And then they can not only not be able to have that attack against them like against Biden. They can also flip it around, as in the reason why Democrats haven't been able to successfully argue that Trump is too old and too incoherent for the presidency is simply because he's up against Joe Biden, and his incoherence would stand out a lot more if the Democratic candidate wasn't also sometimes incoherent.
The counter-argument I can think of, the strongest counter-argument I can think of, maybe not the strongest, one of the top five strongest arguments I can think of against a candidate other than Biden, is that Biden has an absolutely known, a now fixated upon campaign liability, and that is his age. I have yet to see a candidate ever who does not have a significant campaign liability, in part because it's just a distribution matter. The opponent will send out mail pieces and TV ads about a liability. They will find whatever it is and turn it into a liability. Are you not worried? Stick with us through the break. What I want to hear about is, do we think we know, do we think that she's been sufficiently vetted that we already know what the liabilities are and how big those will be, and that they won't be as big as Joe Biden's age? And I don't just mean our nation's misogyny and sexism and racism. So stick with us in a moment. We're talking to Professor Grossman about Kamala Harris as a potential candidate. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And to be clear, my primary objective here, just beat Trump, and I'd be honored to vote for Kamala Harris.
Oh, yeah, me too, very much so.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
We're with Professor Nicholas Grossman, University of Illinois, why and how Kamala Harris could beat Donald Trump, and for people who missed it, and I'll try to be a little clearer and certainly shorter, that part of my concern, a big part of my concern about this debate, is not because I don't think it's a sensible and important thing to discuss, but is that the media's critique is so self-referential. They're saying, oh, the reason the age is so important is because the thing we keep talking about. And the reason he can't win is because of what we're talking about. So wait a minute, this seems like a Biden problem. This seems like a media problem. And of course, that also means it's a Biden problem. But yeah, so respond to that. Are we doing any good? Are we helping anything by piling on the discussion on this topic?
So it is partially a media problem, but I think it's become too big. It's a sort of thing where, you know, we see this in a public polling directly on the question where I mentioned earlier about, 72% saying that they think Joe Biden's not up to the job. And we can see it in polling against Donald Trump and in polling in swing states. And we can see it in the way that Biden's polling numbers are trailing Democratic Senate candidates and gubernatorial candidates in various states. And how his numbers are trailing the generic ballot of congressional Democrats against congressional Republicans. So we have a lot of data that shows that this is a widespread concern. Every time the public is asked, what's your biggest concern about Joe Biden? The answer is age. It crushes all other answers. And so while the media is contributing to this and obsessing over it, that they are also to some degree responding to a real public interest. They're not totally manufacturing it. And it's something where I get calls about this from the people who don't follow politics closely, who, like, I'm their politics person that they talk about. This is what they've been concerned about and asking me about lately. And it's not something that is totally media manufactured. And so while the media can help perpetuate it, and I also really bristle at their, where is all this coverage coming from, you know, as if they're not the ones that are deciding it. But even with things like the NATO summit, that there are European leaders who are talking to each other about, do we really think this guy can do the job? Or is he going to lose the election? And unfortunately,
but remember, think Joe about Biden what you just did. Right, I want you to
one is run the country, and the other one is win the election.
But I also want us to check ourselves, and I want you to check yourself, because you just said, can he do the job, or is he going to lose the election? And I see those as not the opposite sides of the exact same coin. I see those as disrupting a little bit our discussion. Let me ask you: do you think Joe Biden has been too old to be president over the last year?
I think that he has
not as a candidate, not as a candidate.
So I think he's done a good job in office, right, and that his various public appearances over the course of the last year have made me concerned that he would be up to job. Or you know what? I can actually put it really bluntly. After I watched that debate, would I be comfortable with Joe Biden alone in a room with Vladimir Putin negotiating the future of European security? Not really. No.
All right. So I appreciate your honest answer. Let me go through this before we wrap. I now have eight. I thought there were five. There are eight things I now think that could be done. All right. Some are mutually exclusive, but they're not all mutually exclusive. Okay. I already know you're a no on number one. And so and you could go yes or no as we go, or you could do it at the end. All right. So here are the options that occurs to me. So you sort of open your well-reasoned argument by taking down sort of the stay the course, just tamp it down. There's nothing to see here, that you don't think that's a viable path. And there are those who think that the Biden path is sort of trying to do what I'm calling option one. Feel free to respond to that.
Sure. That one, I think it can work. And I don't want to say it definitely can't. I'm not in that camp. And I think that those people are being too certain. And the reason why it can work is negative partisanship. It's basically putting all eggs on the, yeah, he's old. Yeah, maybe you have some concerns about that. But Trump is clearly worse. And that is a very reasonable way to vote. To be honest, that's how I'm voting, that I'm voting for to protect constitutional democracy as opposed to scrap it. And I think many Americans will. The question is sort of on the margins. But Biden does face very strong headwinds because of it.
All right. Idea two, not in any perfect order. I'll call it the Carville idea, sort of the round robin, bunch of debates, bunch of town halls, and then sort of a vote leading into the convention where we try to have a month long, you know, we can call it the Apprentice TV show to pick a new nominee.
I'm very wary of that one. That strikes me as mostly a fantasy, and it's because of the risk assessment where you look at how many variables need to go right, and in that one, they need to pull off a miracle, you know, really thread a needle. I mean, I could mix metaphors here, but just do it perfectly with many things going right along the way, and even if they really, really want it to work, and a lot of people work together, I'm skeptical they can pull that off. It's introducing more risk where it isn't necessary.
All right, because we only got a minute, I'm gonna rapid fire the others, and then you'll have 30 seconds to respond to all of them if you want to. Number three, I think you're in favor of, this is the Grossman idea of Kamala Harris. Number four is the Ezra Klein idea of Biden's got to go out and do a whole lot of campaign events, town hall meetings, interviews, etc., and then be evaluated on that. The next idea is an open convention, a contested convention, right, where it's not just a Carville thing, but we just wait and have it at the convention. That was my pop's idea, and then he moved to the Carville idea. The sixth idea, these are mine, do tasks related to the presidency and see if he can do them. After the debate, I did not think he couldn't be president because I evaluate most of that on performance. Next, a real cognitive and psych test required for Trump as well and publicly released. And actually evaluate these guys and their brains and then share the results. Trump will turn it down, okay, but so it won't happen. Therefore, also the eighth is private tests and private conversations to genuinely ensure Biden, his own brain and his closest confidants and maybe one outer circle beyond that he will be up to not just debates, but really crushing it in the job. Any of those you love, any of those you hate, any of those you want to mention?
I'm negative about any of the, say, contested convention stuff because of the gamble. Yep. But specifically on the debate performance versus being president, what I'm watching to hear about is reports out of the NATO summit that are things, you know, say, leaking into various European media about how government officials were really wary about the United States, of if they had private meetings with the president and they, you know, didn't think he made much sense, or alternatively, that they had private meetings with Biden and they're really glad he's on their side. You know, he was talking about it in such a fluent policy way and they're so happy to have him there. Then we'll get some versions of that, and I'm waiting to see that, because that's not just performance. Yeah. That is part of the job that involves actual policy.
Professor Grossman, thank you so much for your time and your work.
Yep. Thanks for having me. It was a real pleasure.
To the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jeff. That's George. He's a little dog.
On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month.
Yeah.
Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News special report. President Biden insisted during a solo press conference at the NATO summit in Washington that he's going to, quote, finish the job and that he hopes to reassure the public.
I'm determined on running, but I think it's important that I allay fears by let them see me out there.
As he dismissed pleas from a growing number of Democrats to step out of the race, Biden defended Vice President Harris.
From the very beginning, I made no bones about that. She is qualified to be president. That's why I picked her.
CBS News chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett on the president's belief he can win.
The president said he doesn't believe negative poll data that says he's losing or could lose, and that he's not going to lose any delegates at the Democratic National Convention in August, and he's going to keep going. And the best way to reassure the country is to assure himself he's the most qualified. That's what he did.
The president answered 19 questions during the solo press conference. CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The family of a black man killed during a struggle with security guards in Milwaukee last month say they don't want his case forgotten. Milwaukee is gearing up for next week's Republican National Convention. Devontae Mitchell's family says they saw security video of guards punching and kicking him, and he was not armed. It's not clear why Mitchell was at the hotel or why the confrontation started. Donald Trump has a 9-point lead among voters age 50 and older in Wisconsin. That's from a new poll from the AARP. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters are worried about Social Security and unhappy about the economy.
The debate had its impact on this race, but I think the fundamentals of this race is that people are really feeling an economic pinch.
Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Okay, folks, let's keep that summer movie momentum going. Some really solid films open this weekend, although none of them hugely anticipated blockbusters, as we get a breather after the holiday weekend. If you're looking for a good horror story, check out Longlegs this weekend. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and stars Nicolas Cage. If rom-coms are your thing, check out Fly Me to the Moon, starring Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum. Fly Me to the Moon is pulling a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes currently. Will we actually hear the classic song during the film? Fingers crossed. The drama Sing Sing, starring Coleman Domingo, has audiences and critics excited and is pulling very high ratings from both. The film is set in the famous prison and sees Domingo's character find theater during incarceration. That should be enough to get you started. Have a great weekend and have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for the overnight, mostly clear skies overhead. Light winds, lower 60s expected by sunrise. Sunshine for Friday, highs near 80. Saturday, lower 80s. Storm chances heading into Saturday night. Currently 62 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live from our table at the RNC in Milwaukee, just outside the Fiserv Forum. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I will share my own view about how the how to address the Biden stuff. What is there anything I can do on this end to get the caller on? Okay. Sorry, folks. We have a back of house issue we got to solve on getting the callers back on, and we will solve that. But that's all right. I will share now instead of making you wait. Eight paths, and they're almost in rank order. I don't have them perfect. I'll need to do another draft to get them perfect. So there are. One that I'm pretty opposed to, three that I am wary about but open to, one that I am, leaning probable, and three I'm leaning probable to yes, all right, what we should do with respect to the presidential nomination. So one that I'm wary of it but open to it and in that respect I mean kind of fine with it is stay the course. Run Joe Biden. He has been the first or second best president of the last 50 years. He has been up to the job in the past year. There is no mental health professional, physical health professional who has said that he is not up to the job. We are, I think, making far too much. Some should be made, to be clear. But I think we are making far too much of that debate. It's giving us something to talk about. It's distracting us from which we should be using the second coming type about, and that is Donald Trump. We're making something a self-fulfilling prophecy. We're eating our own tail. That is one pathway. I think that's a legit pathway, is just focus on what we need to focus on, which is we've had a good president, let's run him again, let's beat the guy that has been terrible and would be absolutely horrible and is a threat to democracy as we know it. That seems like a pretty, we got the old guy versus the fascist, vote for the old guy, easy argument. Let's win it. That's one path. Then there is the Carville round robin, have a new primary. I'm pretty wary of that. I'm pretty wary of that because of all the things that could go wrong. I'm pretty wary of that because I actually don't think that when European countries do it, when they have their shortened elections, it's because parties have already worked internally to pick who they think would be their standard bearer, and because they've been their standard bearer already of their party. Right? So Keir Starmer can transition in a day because Keir Starmer already has cabinet figured out. Okay, already knows the team. So I'm a little wary of the round robin. I'm very wary of the contested convention. The one thing that I want to ask everybody to do is help, anybody who's going to the convention, is help make it the kind of thing that focuses on the thing that needs to be focused on, which is defeating Donald Trump. We know that already. Whomever the nominee is, that I care vastly more about being together than I care about whether it's Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, or someone else. Vastly more. It's just empirically more important. Idea for Kamala Harris. I'd be honored to vote for Kamala Harris. I think she'd be a good president. No reason to believe she wouldn't be a pretty darn good president. And I think she'd be a fine candidate. And if Joe Biden said, yeah, and the party said, let's do it, or there was some version of sort of the Carville thing or even Contested Convention thing that resulted in Kamala Harris, that would work. It would not feel. And part of that is, I do think, we heard it from Angela 2 days ago, we've heard it from others, is that not honoring Kamala Harris as the number two right now risks a deep fissure within our fundamental coalition. And I really do hope that people understand and feel that and honor it. My maybe, number five, is the Ezra Klein thing, a vigorous campaign. That's actually a maybe slash probable. A vigorous campaign schedule, Joe Biden showing to the American people that he is up to do the gig and perform as well as he performed at the State of the Union. I think that's a good idea. Here's where I don't think it goes far enough, and I don't mean far enough because it doesn't whack Biden enough. Biden's getting whacked too much. But here are three things that I think are also worth considering, 6, 7, and 8. And I need to do more thinking of this, and I would welcome, and actually Grossman offered me one. It's like, all right, let's see how he performs as world leaders. Let's ask world leaders afterwards. Are you just concerned about if America voters will vote for him? That's a campaign question. I want to separate that question. That's a self-fulfilling or self-defeating question. Actually, is he up to the job? That's the important question. And the world leaders, when they talk to him, still think, yeah, he can help lead NATO. We trust this guy who's been at it for years and years, who's built relationships for years and years. And yeah, he's our older uncle now. He's our grandpa now instead of our dad. But we can still rock with him. Is that the case? Evaluate tasks related to the job. Not a marketing game. Not a Hollywood people are grumpy. I understand why. But he's not performing well as a performer. All right, well, ultimately, a president is not merely a performer. Can he do the job, evaluate tasks related to the job? That's number 6. Number 7, actually, I should have saved 6 for last. Next time, 6 will be last. 6 will be 8. Number 7 is real cognitive tests and psychological tests also required for Donald Trump and then released publicly. I think Joe Biden, I'd be interested if Joe Biden be willing to say that over and over again and challenge Trump to do it, because Donald Trump would say no. Or rather, what he would do is say, well, yes, I'd be happy to do that, and then he wouldn't do it. So even the offer of it would be tricky. So maybe the way to do it is offer it privately, then have Donald Trump say no, and then have the story come out after that Joe Biden offered to do it. That's probably the way to do it. And then 8 is private tests related to the job and private conversations. Does not do all that stuff in public, but for Joe Biden to search his soul, and not just to get his backup. Part of the problem, I've seen it when people have turned more hardcore MAGA, when you disagree with folks, and you tell people they're wrong, when you tell people they can't do something, they don't agree with you, and it does not moderate their view. A bunch of people shout at Joe Biden, you can't do it, bro. You're not up to the job. That sounds very much like the kind of thing a politician has to respond to that he's been training for 50 years. Training is almost a laughable word. Instilling within his hardwired synapses to resist and respond to. Somebody says, you can't do it. Yes, I can. You shouldn't be elected senator as this young guy. Yes, I should. You shouldn't be vice president of the United States. Yes, I should. Barack Obama shouldn't be president. Yes, he should. You can't beat Donald Trump the first time. Yes, I can. You can't beat Donald Trump this time. Well, guess what? Yes, I can. He's hardwired to give these responses. I worry that the public criticism of Biden makes it even less likely to evaluate the question himself. And it gets his team's backup. His team has to say, oh, we got to support him because that's their job. So I'm very in favor of private evaluation to ensure that he's up to it. The biggest thing I can go by, not by debate, the biggest thing I can go by is how he's done it. First or second best president of my lifetime. And anytime somebody says that they want somebody else, please include that in your sentence or your paragraph. Please don't just toss this guy aside without acknowledging the who you ever had that's been better. And once you've thought about that for a moment, are you sure somebody else is going to be better? Maybe they will. He's old. Might mean he loses. All right. Those are my 8 things. Let me know. Do you think I'm... Did I miss one? Because I now understand. I don't want to fixate all on this. And let me finish with this. Actually, you know what? We've got time. Let me go to Justin from Lincoln. Justin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Okay, so look, I know the rumors or whatever, you know, it's whatever. I don't know for sure. Maybe he's having some cognitive issues or whatever. I still think he's a better choice than Trump. But yeah. I really wish, you know, somebody would sit down with him, have a talk. You know, he's made it to the top. He's the president. He beat Trump before. You know, I think if somebody talked to him, you know, I mean, the older generation is supposed to be there to coach the younger generation. I would love it if he could negotiate with people, bring them in. Maybe they decide who they want to run. You know, I think that would be great if that's the case, if he's having issues. And, you know, maybe he could coach the vice president, the next one, or whatever, or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, they're supposed to be there. The older generation is supposed to be there for advice. They're supposed to open up doors for people. That's they're supposed point. To show you who you can talk to, introduce you to people that you don't know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, they're there for advice. They're there to show you the way. They've been there. They've done it.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, I personally feel we need somebody younger, more progressive. I don't know what Gavin Newsom is like. I don't know how progressive he is or not. But I saw the energy, and I heard people talk about him after that debate with Ron DeSantis when he held up a poop map or whatever, okay? And they were excited about that guy, okay?
Sure.
I don't know how much the Republicans would pour him down compared to Kamala Harris. I'm comfortable with a woman president. I think that would be great, too. I don't know. I hope that they're having these discussions, and I hope that Joe Biden is keeping an open mind. I don't know...
I hear your point, Justin. You'd be okay with Biden, and you'd love it if he were younger, or if there was somebody else, maybe. We're going to break. I think that the strongest candidate in this race is almost certainly Joe Biden 4 years ago. I think there's no where we can agree. And you said something, though. You said something, though, that people should also watch out for. Because what I'm watching out for, not because I hold my views so strongly, but I do watch out for little stuff. Like you said, oh, somebody more progressive. So you didn't just say it's about not winning. It's like, oh, I always want my favorite candidate. We're not going to get our favorite candidate. Never do.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We always get the candidate's favorite among the actual choices. And that's a limited field. And then we choose between them. And we work for democracy locally.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
The library. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like Kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower, older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. So you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Something you'll love? You can save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend, receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com or /Tom. Text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. So we had an interchange during the break about somebody said, oh, we're not listening to independent voters, not listening to young voters. They want a change. And I hear that loud and clear. And the question there, all right, what does that change look like? And then it gets a little harder. One person said, well, maybe it's Hakeem Jeffries. Maybe it is. Then you got to say, okay, how does that happen? How does Hakeem Jeffries get picked? First of all, he has to decide that he wants to be picked. He has to decide to run. And then everybody got to vote for him. Then they got to build an administration. And all those, and that's not me saying, no, that shouldn't happen. I'm certainly not saying that couldn't happen. But I am saying that I would ask all of us, as we get so vigorous and certain in our strategic advice, as each one of us dons the cap of the brilliant strategist, and if they don't follow our strategic advice, we're going to be grumpy. To actually play the steps out and recognize it's just tricky. That's all I'm saying. It's just tricky. Let's go to your calls, and let's go to David from Miami Beach, Florida. Go ahead, David.
Howdy. This is the anti-mayor of North Miami Beach that has no beach.
All right.
Like there used to be an anti-pope.
I remember we have talked about North Miami Beach and the fact that North Miami Beach does not have a beach, and I appreciate that reminder.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying to get it renamed Amontillado, you know, to wall it off so people have to pay nice. To get through. Right. Yeah, so in the spirit of my old days as a gifted elementary teacher, I'm going to give you some, you know, the words, some of the best words to describe this election. Like Monopoly, like we need to choose which Monopoly card we give Trump, whether it's get out of jail or go directly to jail. Confederacy, which is what people say they want, but at least they used to grow cotton. Affluenza, you know, people who just want to be part of the leisure class without any responsibility or work. And they don't want to live in a confederacy. They want to live in a Richistan so that all these, you know, Bridgerton-style nobles can just dance and gamble their lives away. But then you've got actual liberals like the old Deniacs who want to, you know, keep Biden to account the next 4 years. And we want to make sure that we don't continue to normalize Republicans going back to Nixon on Laffin. We don't want the social media to overcorrect like they've been doing against 2016. And finally, we might need Mayim. We might need Dr. Mayim to have not so much a debate as a game show, where if you answer a question, you know,
I'm losing the thread reasonably. A little bit, David. I'm losing the thread a little bit. What's
well, you're
the,
asking
what's
for the words.
Yes.
We're asking for words that describe what's going on now.
Yeah.
I think the next debate should be, you know, where having an actual answer gets rewarded and just spewing lies gets punished.
I agree with that. I think
people
it's a good idea.
CNN would do, but they didn't.
No, absolutely. I think you're really onto it. I think there really does need to be a device in David from North Miami Beach. What's the name again you want to change North Miami Beach to? Antimato?
Amontillado, as in walling it off.
Amontillado.
Or maybe we put it, we make our main street into a wall street like New York City used to have.
There you go.
Because we're not sure what we have, so maybe we need to just sell off half Devonshire to the north and half to North Miami to the south. Because
right,
we have an identity crisis. We're not the middle class we used to be. Thanks, Professor.
Appreciate it, Dave. All right, let's go to who wins the most patient listener award? It might be Dan from Portland. You're on the air, Dan.
Hi, Jefferson. Just kind of what I wanted to say was the campaign is really not Biden versus Trump. You know, Trump has all of his voters. We're not going to win any over those voters. The battle is really Biden, the Democratic Party, against apathetic voters. As somebody said yesterday, there's more registered Democratic voters than there are Republican voters. If we could just get them all off the couch to get out and vote,
sure,
then democracy wins.
Yeah.
Voters are going to get out and vote.
Yeah, and previous caller made the important point that, you know, how do we get to the place of filling stadiums? And, yeah, and 81-year-old candidates, hard to get them to fill stadiums. It's not sort of their gig. My admonition, my request, my argument, my plea to the movement is we should see if we can build stadiums not around cults of personality, but around movements themselves. It's harder, I know. Humans are wired to connect with
exactly.
faces of other people.
And that's why I think the party needs to be more involved than just focusing on Biden. Focus on what the party has done, the senators, everybody from the ground up.
There
and market
go.
That. Put those
that's
in the
smart.
Campaign ads.
That's smart. In fact, that's even we can even take a page out of, like, had you heard of Keir Starmer 3 months ago? Like maybe
no.
you had. Like, I stepped in an answer. Yeah, I hadn't really either, right? Because they were pushing sort of their agenda, pushing the Labor Party, and I think if we can push the movement, then I think you're onto something. I think that's pretty smart.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it. We'll do just a moment of speed round. Nancy, you've been waiting so patiently from Oakland. We're about to go to break. Actually, stick with us. We'll come to you after, Nancy. I'm just told. Do you have 10 seconds? Nancy, stick with us. We'll be back to you. And we will be right back on the Tom Hartman Show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure.
You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeetsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeetsradio.com, promo code TOM, superbeetsradio.com.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask Jim Santel to tie a bow on all the final rulings from the Supreme Court and what it signals could happen next year after an election.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Republican legislators continue to sit on $125 million that should be used right now to clean PFAS out of contaminated drinking water and groundwater across Wisconsin because they don't like the governor's line item vetoes, to which the proper legal response is, too bad. You don't have the votes. Stop being crybabies about it.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.